Have you ever thanked God for a prayer He didn't answer the way you wanted? Join me for Awake My Soul as we look at Jonah's story and discover how God's unexpected detours, closed doors, and acts of rescue are often evidence of His loving plan at work in our lives. Last week, I told you about my decision to leave my job in the news business. The problem was, I didn't really have a plan. I knew that I needed to do something, and I searched for what that would be, but I kept falling short. I doubted myself. I mean, I was ready to just give up on my life there in Jonesboro and head back home. I applied for a job back home, and while I felt qualified and I knew that I could do a good job at this, I think deep down, I was really just trying to convince myself that moving home was the right decision. Well, I got the call, and I didn't get the job. They decided to go with somebody else. Boy, did my pride take a hard hit. I was humbled, to say the least. Well, the next day, I got this message about another job there in Jonesboro. So I immediately applied. I interviewed, and within days, I got the call. I'd start January 1st. I was staying in Jonesboro. See, Jonesboro is where the Lord introduced me to my husband, my son, my friends, a church that was more like a family. He gave me purpose. He allowed me to serve Him in ways that I could have never dreamed of, and He strengthened my faith. So when I look back, I know that God made a way that day when I didn't get that job. He protected me from making that mistake of going back home. He had plans for me right where I was. And maybe you've had a similar situation. Jonah did. We've been looking at some lessons from his life the past couple of weeks. You know, Jonah had made the hard decision that since he was the reason the boat was facing the terrible storm, you remember that? The crew should throw him overboard. Now, I'm sure this wasn't a decision that was made lightly. So there he is. He's looking at the raging sea, and they cast him over. And I can only imagine the terror that filled him. I mean, but in that moment, God made a way. Jonah would be saved because God still had a plan for him. He protected him by sending a great fish to swallow him. Now, believe me, I know it kind of sounds crazy, but we can't pick and choose which miracles that we want to believe. If you believe that Jesus brought Lazarus back from the dead and He gave a blind man sight, you can believe that God sent a fish to swallow Jonah. So, here he is in the belly of this thing, which, again, I can't imagine. But surprisingly, he doesn't plead for God to get him out of this situation. Instead, he thanks God for his salvation. Read with me in Jonah chapter 2. I want you to look at verse 9. It says, "But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord." It's a prayer of thankfulness. God had saved him from a certain death in the water, but also from his own disobedience. Now, Jonah was ready to serve him no matter the cost. Listen, God has a plan, and He always makes a way. He's provided a way of salvation to you as well. If you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, I pray that you'll do that today. If you have, cry out to God as Jonah did with a prayer of thanksgiving. He saved me from making some huge mistakes again and invited me to join Him in His work right there. Are you grateful for the Lord changing your course? Let's talk more about that. I'm going to send you a text with a couple of questions that'll kind of guide our time together so we can spend just a little bit more time together with the Lord. So text the word AWAKE to the number on your screen, or you see the QR code there. You can just scan that and that'll sign you up. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning for Awake My Soul. I hope you enjoy your day.